Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Skeezes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris bunts towards third. Skeezes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling throws to second for one, and Bowling throws to first, and Boone drops the ball. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Geiger moves to second. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skeezes for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to third. Avila moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling scores. Keene moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski bunts towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Moran moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Maris is walked intentionally. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Avila reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Moran scores. Maris moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Bobby Avila. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris scores. Harrell scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Vernon scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Thompson now catching. Bill Taylor now playing right field. Gale Harris now playing first base. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Harrell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Indians. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Skeezus. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-2 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Skeezus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeezus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Prisco now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Harrell reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell throws the ball into Harris, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harrell scores. 2 outs. It's 12-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.